My name's Aaron Funk, A-R-O-N-F-U-N-K, Berkeley, California. I'm 33 years old. My hobbies are ballroom dancing and disaster relief, yes.
Yeah, just make sure that I can see the red light, so
okay.
To make sure it's not screwing things up.
You see it?
Okay, yep, see it.
Cool.
So, like, what made you come down here?
Well, basically, Rainbow Family, Rainbow Gatherings, we have a... gathering every year. We have 8,000 to 30,000 people.
Wow.
It's a free event. Everything is absolutely free when you get there.
Yeah.
The food, everything. And we get together once a day and we share food.
Uh-huh.
For dinner, circle of about 5,000 people. So, there's many different kitchens that mass produce food on a no management, no labor cost basis. So we know how to do mass care.
Yeah.
So it was basically an overwhelming sense of obligation that we had to come here and do what we
cool.
knew how to do.
Awesome. That was really awesome. And you were one of the first people, right?
Yeah. Ten
wow.
days after the storm.
Tell me what that was like.
It's pretty
wait,
stressful.
I gotta get the picture of the cigarette.
Are you
I
sure?
love the cigarette. Yeah, it's cool.
Okay.
Absolutely. I want to show
morning,
the people
wavelength.
Have personality.
Yeah.
You know?
So 10 days, we got here 10 days after the storm and basically hit the ground running. It was like an immediate need, like massive. People were pretty disheveled, just kind of a crazy look in their eye, hair's all messed up, wearing random clothing, whatever they could scrounge together, and nobody had a hot meal in a week and a half, so it's
wow.
pretty interesting.
Wow. And did you guys just like... walk around and say, okay, we're setting up here, or what?
One of our forward people met with some of the folks from the Bastrop Christian Outreach Community,
uh-huh.
and they invited us to come down and cook with them,
uh-huh.
Which is the BCOC from Bastrop, Texas.
And who was your forward person?
This guy named Felipe.
Oh, I met Felipe.
Over in
yeah.
New Orleans.
Yeah, cool. And, we met him down in New Orleans. He's down there now.
Yeah, he's been down there for about a month or so.
Yeah. Wow. So, like, what was... I mean, you come from Berkeley, California, which is ultra urban and cool and hip and everything, and then, hello, Mississippi. What, I mean...
It was really pointless of where it was because of the level of destruction. It doesn't matter where you are.
Uh-huh.
The need is the same.
Uh-huh.
It was so desperate that the need supersedes all understanding of life, basically. There's
yeah.
no point of it being Mississippi or anywhere else.
Uh-huh.
It's just, it's beyond that, very far beyond that. So we've all learned to drop all of our preconceived ideas, as well as I'm sure that the people here have also learned how to do that. So. That's been one of the biggest benefits of the situation is everyone's been have to reevaluate their life.
Uh-huh.
The relief worker, the resident, everyone has to rethink exactly how they look at the world now.
Cool.
And some of our favorite people are the police, the government. They love us and we, in fact, love them too. Which is interesting, it's interesting. It's a good change.
Uh-huh.
It really is. So
that is very cool.
Hoping to carry the spirit on.
Yeah. I think it's interesting too how the military worked in with you guys and like all these people that on their own do good work but never have really seen eye to eye. I think it's really cool.
Well, we're all on the same level now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All exactly the same.
Yeah. What have you learned? What have you brought out of this for you?
Well, for me personally, I think the benefit is I'm actually helping people.
Uh-huh.
And through all the times or causes that I've been involved in and trying to promote this or protest that,
uh-huh.
the actual facilitating change is really hard. It's
yeah.
like almost impossible, basically. But here, just by the simple deed of cooking and feeding someone, we have in fact changed the world.
Yeah.
And also by dropping our agendas. We have a very strict policy of no religion and no politics.
Uh-huh.
Which means that we are not allowed to proselytize and neither is anyone else. So
yeah.
We don't tell people about our morals, ideas, or political attitudes, and we don't let anyone else do that either. So
yeah.
There's no promotion of anybody's personal agenda, only service, period. That's it.
That's very cool. That's very cool. And it just seems like everybody's very welcome here.
Everybody absolutely.
It's wonderful.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, let me get your... is there anything I forgot you asked? Did I do any... Or not ask you anything that you were hoping to say or anything like that? Or
well, the one thing I'd definitely like to say, and I try to say every time, is I just want to give a personal thanks to each and every person who's come here to do relief work in any way, shape, or manner, no matter what agency, country, nationality, or origin. It's just anybody who's come here to help is a hero. So all of them, and just the fact that we can all work together, I'd like to encourage that we all keep that attitude and work towards the future, because this will be happening again.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Hope that was
awesome.
Okay, thanks.
One
other thing too. I did grow up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Went to Cannon McMillan High School.
Woo!
And I'd just like to say hello to all my friends back there in Cannon McMillan and area and all that.
Awesome.
Hi guys, I'm still here.
Whee!